This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. House Democrats worked through the weekend speeding towards articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Democrats say the charges are likely to focus on abuse of power and obstruction of the congressional inquiry. The case is centered around President Trump's July 25th phone call in which he asked Ukraine's president for a favor in investigating Democrats as he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Police in Hong Kong say protesters on Sunday set fires outside court buildings, threw gas bombs, and spray-painted graffiti on government buildings, marring what was otherwise a generally peaceful march. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
It was the first time since August that the Civil Human Rights Front, organizer of million-strong marches earlier in the year that paralyzed the Asian Finance Center, had received authorities' permission for a rally. It estimated turnout of 800,000, but police argued it was much lower, at a mere 183,000. China blames the ongoing unrest, now in its sixth month, on interference by foreign governments, including the United States and Britain.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is warning North Korean leader Kim Jong-un against hostile military actions, even as Pyongyang announced it had conducted a very important test at a satellite launching site. North Korea's state media says the test was conducted at a long-range rocket launching site near the border of China. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani presented what he called a budget to resist sanctions to Parliament on Sunday and suggested a possible multi-billion dollar loan from Russia would be a key source of revenues. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Authorities say an electrical short circuit appears to have caused a fire that killed at least 43 people in a factory in central New Delhi early Sunday, as relatives of the victims gathered outside a mortuary to identify the dead. Authorities say firefighters had to fight the blaze from 100 meters away because it broke out in one of the area's many alleyways, tangled in electrical wire and too narrow for vehicles to access. Outside the mortuary, which was guarded by dozens of police officers, some of the workers' relatives said they had received phone calls from the men trapped inside who begged them to call the fire brigade. According to documents reviewed by the Kyoto News Service, Japan's army during World War II asked the government to provide one sex slave for every 70 soldiers. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more on the historical documents that highlighted the state role in the so-called comfort women system.
The 23 documents were gathered by Japan's cabinet secretariat between April 2017 and March 2019. According to Kyoto, they included 13 classified dispatches from the Japanese consulates in China to the foreign ministry in Tokyo, dating back to 1938. The sex slaves issue has been a source of a painful dispute between South Korea and Japan. The women were from Korea, Taiwan, and Australia, the Philippines, as well as Japan. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
FBI officials say they're trying to determine a motive for Friday's shooting at a Florida naval base that left the gunman and three others dead. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Special Agent in Charge Rachel Rohouse says investigators are working under the presumption the shooting was an act of terrorism.
This allows us to take advantage of investigative techniques that can help us more quickly identify and then eliminate any additional potential threats to the rest of our community.
Rohouse says it's not known whether the gunman, who was from Saudi Arabia, acted alone. A U.S. official not authorized to speak publicly tells the AP investigators believe the gunman made social media posts in which he talked about U.S. support for Israel and claimed Americans are anti-Muslim. I'm Mike Hempen.
Several people were injured on White Island in New Zealand when a volcano began erupting there on Monday. The National Emergency Management Agency says the eruption made the area immediately around the island hazardous, and up to 20 people were on White Island when the eruption occurred. The White Island volcano is one of New Zealand's most active volcanoes. For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.